Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. India to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft from France. Government approves doubling of Tirupati-Pakala-Katpadi railway line in Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. President Draupadi Murmu and her Slovakian counterpart Peter Pellegrini discuss bilateral ties and key global issues in Bratislava. India carefully examining US reciprocal tariffs, says MEA. China retaliates with 84% tariff on US imports amid escalating trade war. European Union also votes for new tariffs on American goods. Death toll in nightclub roof collapse in Dominican Republic reaches 124. And Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Kiran George sail into singles pre-quarterfinals of the Badminton Asia Championships in China. India is set to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft from France. The deal will be formalized in the coming weeks. According to the defense sources, out of the 26 Rafale marine aircrafts, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and this will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. With the induction of Rafale marine aircrafts, the strength of the Navy will increase manifold, and these fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. Rafale will be equipped with advanced weapon systems and missiles. The government has approved the doubling of the Tirupati-Pakala-Katpadi single railway line section across Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. Briefing media New Delhi today about the decisions taken during the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will enhance connectivity to educational and medical hubs of Vellore and Tirupati.
तिरुपति से काटपाड़ी की डबलिंग 1,332 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है ये आप इस एरिया में देखेंगे बहुत सारा एग्रीकल्चर प्रोडक्ट है फिर वेल्लूर और तिरुपति दोनों मेडिकल और एजुकेशन के बड़े हब बने कंप्लीट रायलसीमा रीजन इस पूरे क्षेत्र में इस प्रोजेक्ट से बेनिफिट मिलेगा इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सीमेंट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग स्टील इंडस्ट्रीज इन सब का बेनिफिट मिलेगा दो डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स आंध्र की चित्तूर और तिरुपति और तमिलनाडु में वेल्लूर इन तीन डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स को डायरेक्ट इस प्रोजेक्ट का बेनिफिट मिलेगा
The Senate also cleared the proposal for the construction of 6-lane Jirakpur bypass spreading in Punjab and Haryana with an estimated cost of over 1,878 crore rupees. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the project will reduce travel time and improve connectivity to Himachal Pradesh and the National Capital Region. The Cabinet also gave nod to the modernization of Command Area Development and Water Management as a sub-scheme of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana with an initial total outlay of 1,600 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said the project will boost water use efficiency, improve productivity and also raise farmer incomes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the world's trust in India is deepening, asserting that the country's efforts and results are becoming a source of inspiration. The Prime Minister was addressing a function on the occasion of Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi. He connected this to Jain philosophy, emphasizing that life thrives on mutual cooperation.
Aaj Bharat par duniya ka vishwas aur bhi gehra ho raha hai. हमारे प्रयास हमारे परिणाम अपने आप में अब प्रेरणा बन रहे हैं वैश्विक संस्थाएं भारत की ओर देख रही है क्यों क्योंकि भारत आगे बढ़ा है जब भारत आगे बढ़ता है तो दूसरों के लिए रास्ते खुलते हैं
President Draupadi Murmu and her Slovakia counterpart Peter Pellegrini held one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks in Bratislava today. During the meetings, the two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests. Following the talks, both leaders also witnessed the exchange of two MOUs, one on cooperation in the field of MSMEs between India's National Small Industries Corporation Limited and the Slovak Business Agency, and another on cooperation between Sushma Swaraj Institute of Foreign Service and the Slovak Ministry of Foreign and European Affairs. In a joint press statement after the meeting, President Murmu highlighted the immense potential for the two countries to collaborate more closely in various sectors to further strengthen bilateral ties.
भारत और स्लोवाकिया के बीच संबंध आपसी सम्मान लोकतांत्रिक आदर्श और वैश्विक सहयोग के लिए साझा दृष्टिकोण पर आधारित है। हमारे दोनों देश अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मंचों पर एक दूसरे का समर्थन करते हैं, जो हमारी गहरे दोस्ती को दर्शाता है। हमारे व्यापार संबंध फल फूल रहे हैं और हाल के वर्षों में हमारे व्यापार और निवेश में उल्लेखनीय वृद्धि हुई है।
The President also invited Slovakia to take part actively in the upcoming WAVE summit being hosted by India and Mumbai from the 1st to the 4th of May. On the first day of a meeting, President Murmu also met Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico. President Murmu also met Speaker of the National Council of Slovakia, Richard Rasi. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India is carefully examining the implications of the reciprocal tariffs imposed by the US. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Indian and the US side are working for mutually beneficial, multi-sectoral bilateral trade agreement.
We are studying the implications of the tariffs that have been announced, reciprocal tariffs, and discussions are ongoing between India and US trade teams for an expeditious conclusion of a mutually beneficial multi-sectoral bilateral trade agreement. India values its comprehensive global strategic partnership with the US and is committed to working closely with it.
Mr. Jaiswal also spoke on the withdrawal of the transshipment facility for Bangladesh.
The transshipment facility extended to Bangladesh had over a period of time resulted in significant congestion at our airports and ports. Logistical delays and higher costs were hindering our own exports and creating backlogs. The facility, therefore, has been withdrawn with effect from 8th April 2025. These measures do not impact Bangladesh's exports to Nepal and Bhutan transiting through Indian territory.
The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today reduced its policy repo rate by 25 basis points, bringing it down to 6% from 6.25%. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the decision of the Apex Bank in Mumbai. The policy repo rate or repurchase rate is the interest rate at which the RBI lends money to commercial banks, serving as a key tool for managing liquidity, inflation and economic growth. A lower rate spurs growth as loans are expected to become cheaper. This was the second successive rate cut by the RBI following a similar reduction in February this year after a five-year pause. Talking to Akashvani News, economic analyst A.K. Bhattacharya said RBI's approach to economy reflects concerns and opportunities that might arise in a world where uncertainties are on the rise.
The decision of the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee to reduce the repo rate by 25 basis points is significant, not just because the rates have been brought down, which means down the line you can expect cost of money will decline, but also because the stance has changed. And the stance used to be neutral, which means that the Reserve Bank of India could go either way in the coming months, but now it has become commutative. So on the whole, RBI's approach to the economy seems to reflect the concerns and the opportunities that might arise in a world where uncertainties are on the rise.
China today retaliated with an 84% tariff on all goods imported from the US, which will come into effect from midnight tonight. The country said it is raising its retaliatory tariff on the US to 84%, up from 34%. It comes after Beijing accused Washington of bullying practices earlier in the day following imposition of 104% duties by US President Donald Trump on Chinese goods. In a white paper published today, China alleged that the White House has seriously damaged the global trade order and the security and stability of global industrial and supply chains. The European Union has voted in favor of imposing tariffs on some US imported goods. EU member states approved 25% tariffs on various American products in retaliation for the US imposing similar tariffs on EU steel and aluminium imports. The new tariffs will affect goods worth 20.9 billion euros. The Commission in a statement said that the new tariffs will come into effect on the 15th of this month. The benchmark domestic equity indices declined over 0.5% today, tracking losses in the global markets amid escalating trade tensions, despite Reserve Bank of India's decision to reduce the policy repo rate by 25 basis points. We have a report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex dropped 380 points to close at 73,847. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 slipped 137 points to settle at 22,399. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 43 paise to close at 86 rupees and 69 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 89,750 rupees per 10 grams a short while ago. Brent crude was trading at $59 and a cent per barrel. Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
The unemployment rate in rural area has marginally declined from 4.3% to 4.2%. The latest annual report of the Periodic Labour Force Survey from January to December 2024 shows that the labour force participation rate in urban areas has increased from 50.3% to over 51%. The worker population ratio has slightly improved across all categories, particularly in the overall worker population ratio, from 47% to 47.6% in urban areas. BJP today criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee for their stand on the WAF Amendment Act. Briefing media New Delhi today, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad questioned Rahul Gandhi on his silence over the 8 lakh properties of WAF, accusing that not a single school, hospital or skill centre has been made on these lands. On the violence in Murshidabad on WAF Amendment Act, Mr. Prasad questioned Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee for not taking any action on the inflammatory speeches given there. BJP also described the uproar in Jammu and Kashmir Assembly on the WAF Amendment Act and protests in some areas in the country against the new law as unfortunate. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has announced important changes in the party's organization structure, stating that district presidents will be made the foundation of the party organization. Mr. Gandhi was addressing the 84th AICC session in Ahmedabad. More than 3,000 delegates from across the country, including National President Mallikarjun Kharge and Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and Chief Ministers of Congress-ruled states, attended the session. In Dominican Republic, at least 124 people have been killed and more than 150 injured after roof collapsed at a nightclub in capital Santo Domingo. The incident happened in the early hours yesterday at a concert of the popular singer Ruby Perez at the nightclub. The singer and a provincial governor and former Major League Baseball pitcher Octavio Dotel were among the victims. Rescuers are still searching for survivors. There are fears the death toll will rise further. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Kiran George sailed into the singles pre-quarterfinals of the Badminton Asia Championships at Ningbo in China. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Esther Nurumi Triwardoyo of Indonesia 21-15-21-19 in the opening round of the women's singles today. In the men's singles, George registered victory over Dmitry Panarin of Kazakhstan 21-16-21-8. However, Aejas Pranoy and Lakshya Sen made early exit after losing respective men's singles matches. Indian men's doubles pair of Ruben Kumar and Hariharan Amsakuranan have also advanced to the round of 16. In IPL cricket, host Gujarat Titans 187 for 5 in 18.2 overs against Rajasthan Royals in Ahmedabad. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to field. Last night, host Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 18 runs in Chandigarh. In another match yesterday, Lucknow Super Giants beat host Kolkata Knight Riders by 4 runs at the Eden Gardens. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India to procure 26 Rafael marine fighter aircraft from France. Government approves doubling of Tirupati, Bakala, Katpadi line across Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. President Draupadi Murmu and a Slovakian counterpart, Peter Pellegrini, discuss bilateral ties and key global issues in Bratislava. India carefully examining US reciprocal tariffs, says MEA. China retaliates with 84% tariff on US imports amid escalating trade war. European Union also votes for new tariffs on American goods. Death toll in nightclub roof collapse in Dominican Republic reaches 124. And Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Kiran George sail into singles pre-quarterfinals of Badminton Asia Championships in China. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.